before I start, I just want to announce real quick, on Sunday in Aberdeen, we're going to have Zach Eflin, and Andrew Kittredge pitching. It'll be rehab assignments for both of them. Eflin is TBD after that. Kittredge, it'll be the beginning of kind of a long rehab assignment, but that's happening on Sunday in Aberdeen. Before I take questions, just want to address the start of the season and, you know, the 12-18 start and the rough April that we've had. It's been really disappointing for all of us in the organization. It's been very difficult, and we have not performed to expectations, so we all feel that. I feel that. You know, I look at the team, look at things, and, you know, with the offense, the position player group, I think we've had, obviously, a lot of health issues. We've had some guys individually with just literally tough luck on the balls that they're hitting. And then we've got a lot of players and guys with long major league track records that just aren't performing to their norms. So all those being the case, I'm really optimistic, and we're optimistic that we're going to work out of that. And things are going to get better with the starting rotation. You know, having injuries and also starting so poorly and putting us in a bad spot because of that. You know, it is difficult to contend with that level of injuries. But even that aside, you know, they've had a poor start, and you know, that's my responsibility. And I'm in charge of baseball operations. And you know, when we have a bad record to start the year, that's my responsibility, but we are all working very hard, and we have a lot of faith in this very talented group. And piece by piece, step by step, we're going to get guys healthier. We're going to get guys performing more to their norms. If there's something that we can fix with a player, we're working on that. And I'm very optimistic and confident that we have a lot better baseball ahead, and we're going to play like the way that we should be this season.
Mike, when there are heavy expectations and it doesn't start the way the team wants to, there's naturally external pressure on Brad Hyde. How do you feel like he has done managing this team, and what's your level of confidence that he's the guy to lead this team?
Very confident in Brandon Hyde. I think that, you know, you look at the job of a major league manager. I mean, it would take me 45 minutes to talk about everything that goes into the job of a major league manager, but when things are going great, and they have at times here, we've had that, and then when we're experiencing failure, it's really important in that job, and in my job too, to be consistent with your approach, and he's doing that.
Have you second-guessed some of the moves that you made in the offseason?
I think this is my 18th year in Major League Baseball, a lot of that in scouting, the draft, international scouting, and then this job. I am constantly second-guessing, analyzing, looking at things that I've done, that I didn't do, the way that I did them, the processes, the outcomes. I'm doing that all the time. It's a big part of how I go about my career.
Still very confident Charlie Morton can get this turned around in whatever role he's in.
Yeah, we moved him to the bullpen in an attempt to get him going. And, you know, there's still, you know, things, his stuff, basically, that presents some reason for optimism. But, you know, he's extremely frustrated and disappointed with his start. I am, you know, we're not hiding from it. It's been something that's led to some bad results here at part of our rough start. So, we're working with him to fix them, and in the meantime, he's going to help the team from the bullpen. And I was really happy that we did the other night, and I think it put us in a position to win Wednesday's game.
Are you taking any active measures to address kind of the situation with the rotation, injuries aside, looking forward?
Yeah, we're talking about a lot. The guys that aren't healthy, training staff, strength coaching staff, we're going to get those guys healthy. The guys that aren't performing the way they should be, coaches, analysts, we're all talking and working at that. And if there's outside help to be had, the front office is working at that. So I just think we have to push in all directions to get our rotation in a better place. I do have optimism that that's going to happen. I think it's going to stabilize. I think we should have better health than we've had. It's hard not to. And, you know, I think we're going to pitch better.
To this point, you haven't made any major roster moves of cutting guys or major demotions, things like that. Do you feel like you might be reaching a point here soon where that might have to happen?
You know, I don't, obviously that there's a point for any of those things. You know, sitting here, what is it, May 1st, May 2nd, the answer is no. But if making changes to the roster, whatever those might be, when we're confident it's going to improve the team, we'll consider those things.
How close do you feel Kobe Mayo is to getting another opportunity up here?
I think he's really close. I'm really happy with where he is. He seems like he's in a good spot. The production that we're seeing out of him, the quality of the at-bats, the work that he's putting in, and, he's going to be a big part of this team. I think it's really important for us as we look at the timing of when that next major league opportunity is going to be, that it's kind of the right opportunity for him, if we're able to control that. Sometimes injuries force our hand like they did last year, and we can't control the timing, but we really want Kobe to have the right pathway, and he's certainly putting himself in a really good position for that.
Mike, what do you make of the struggles against left-handed pitching so far?
Very frustrating, because it's been a major factor. I mean, the numbers are significant. I don't think it's permanent. We had these issues last year, and we brought in some players that, scouting-wise, we believed in against left-handed pitching, but then their track records against left-handed pitching are really, really strong. And, this is a pretty small sample out of the gates for those guys. So I'm optimistic. I'm hopeful that they're going to start producing like they normally do against left-handed pitching. But, we did some things to address that I don't think were too unpredictable. And, here we are. So it's been frustrating.
Some of those things that you talked about, left-handed pitching last year, you talked about situational hitting being something that was pretty variable from year to year. Do you feel like those issues are carryovers from the second half of last year, or do you separate out, this season and last season?
Yeah, they have carried over, in terms of the results. That's been a source of frustration. We talk about it, and there's things that we're doing in the organization and up here to see if that's something that we could control better and get some better results. But I think we will. I think this team can hit, and guys have good approaches, and we're going to get better results with runners in scoring position. But we are working on it.
Back to Brandon Hyde. How confident are you that the guys in that clubhouse are still behind him, or that he hasn't lost the clubhouse?
That clubhouse, I mean, I'll kind of throw out some of the rebuilding years earlier, because a little different group of guys in a different mode. But since this team started kind of coming together in 2022, it's been a very consistent place, and it still is that way to me and the people that are down there all the time. And he's right in the middle of that.
What do you consider to be Brandon's biggest strengths as a manager?
Boy, he knows baseball really well. He's a good evaluator. He uses information at his disposal in a way that is intelligent, but also in a way that cares for his players. And he's a tough guy, and he's this is wearing on both of us, but he's handling it well.
Are discussions between you and the ownership group about the start of the season?
I had one today, for instance. They're pretty frequent. I'd say pretty constant, ongoing. And we have formal calls on a regular basis. And this is they've been terrific, and it's very early in their tenure. But everything I've seen from them has been really great. And this is we've talked a lot about how to make Baltimore baseball as good as it can and should be, and we're really committed towards doing that. All of us are very passionate about it. We want to win. We want to win with this team this season, and this is not up to anyone's standards or expectations, and that includes them.
Do you think Grayson Rodriguez will be a contributor to this team this season?
Yeah, I do.
Back to the question about you and the ownership. How frequent do you and Brandon Hyde discuss day-to-day operations?
Probably multiple times a day on average.
Right, has a month like this impacted your confidence in the processes and what you've built here?
I analyze stuff all the time. Like I said, I've been doing this for a while in some different jobs, but the consistent thing is that I'm always adapting. So certainly when you're not getting the results that you want, you try to see if there's things that you can do to adapt.
Mike, I know you brought in guys like O'Neill and Laureano this offseason, but not a lot of additions to the lineup this offseason, I guess, in hopes that your young core would lead the charge. Is it safe to say that, I guess, that young core hasn't taken the step that you hoped that they would take to this point this season?
Well, where the results have landed thus far, I think, you know, it's not to the level that we wanted or expected, but I think that it will be going forward. I think the talent in that room is enormous. And, you know, the health's not in a great spot right now, and I think that's going to change.
Are you confident with the amount of leadership that's in that clubhouse, not Hyde, but among the players?
The guys that are in there, I think, you know, we're organically having guys kind of step into leadership roles in this team, and I think that the character of this team and, by and large, the heads on the shoulders of the guys that are in there are positive traits for this team, but you know, we're seeing guys here in 2025 emerge as leaders of the team.
The second half of last year was the discussion that those young guys you mentioned aren't familiar with failure and didn't really know how to work their way out of it. Do you see that as a little bit of the pattern again this year?
I think we're getting a little more familiar than we wanted to be, and we're all working hard, and we're all going to be better off for it. But we've got to improve our results, and again, I think the slow start that we've had and the record that we've had, I view it as my responsibility, and we're working on it.
You've mentioned that the importance of consistency and the message and the way that you and Brandon Hyde go about your business. But if the on-field product continues down this path, it doesn't improve. Do you think that there could be a benefit for you or for Brandon Hyde to start doing some things that might be inconsistent or drastic?
I think if we didn't, have confidence in the talent level of some of the players that are underperforming, we'd address it at that time.
Financial commitments you made this offseason were obviously very significant. Do you feel confident that there's still room on this payroll to address needs throughout the season?
I think that the ownership group has a lot of desire to win and wherewithal, and if that becomes a factor, when a position to leverage that at the trade deadline, I expect these guys are going to continue to do the right thing by the team. They've done nothing else, and they've expressed nothing differently.
Some of these guys in the IL who expected to have shorter stints, O'Neill, Westberg, are you still optimistic that they're going to be ready as soon as they're eligible?
Yeah, I don't have exact dates, but I think they're both going to be off the IL here pretty soon. We're discussing rehab assignments or not with both of those guys right now, but these are kind of days away thing more than weeks away is how it looks right now.
Circling back to Grayson, the past you have kind of a rough, obviously 60-day IL, but kind of a rough outline of when he might be thrown.
He's still healing. We're going to let his lat heal. And once that happens, we'll do some re-imaging, and that may happen in the next couple of weeks. And if that looks okay, it's possible that he's throwing a baseball before the end of this month, but then we got a long way to go.
This obviously isn't the only organization in baseball that has pitchers that are dealing with lat injuries, but there are quite a few, both in the majors and the minors. Is there any thought or theory as to maybe why there are so many lat injuries and anything that can be done to help prevent them in the future?
Yeah, that's something that we're looking at. It's kind of hard data to really, really get good data to get your hands on, but we've pulled what we can, and we're discussing it. And you're right, it's not isolated to us, but it's certainly something that we are talking more intensely about right now with our staffs.
Thanks,
Mike. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.